So blessings and welcome to Sojourns. I, as your soul host, along with all the other amazing soul hosts, invite you to Sojourns, a radio show crafted with sincerity and warmth and a touch of an avenue through the heart, the essence of the soul. We invite you on a transformative journey, one that offers a pause from the daily life to reflect, learn, and expand our life force energy, the essence of who we are as light beings, homo luminous. Hosted by our star-studded soul host, Hummy, myself, short for Hummingbird. But take it away, ladies, the radiant Zaya.
Hey, hey, Zaya here.
The loving Omi.
Hello, hello, hello.
And bodacious Bo.
Hola, from Idaho, it's Bo and Barking Lily.
And the occasional, when he is feeling into the space, dynamic merman with his divine masculine flair. So this show, guys, is a heartfelt exploration of life's vast tapestry, from love and personal empowerment to technology, human epigenetics, and the joy of laughter. We dive into topics that span the mundane to the metaphysical. This is a space for connection, discovery, and the divine pursuit of truth, love, and knowledge. With open hearts and profound compassion, we welcome everyone to join us in celebrating the essence of existence and the infinite connections that bind us all. Sojourns is more than a show. It's a journey through the soul's landscape, a pause from the everyday to reflect on the profound and the playful, whether we're unpacking the art of living, the philosophy of being, or the divine dance of creation. Our aim is transformation, not just conversion. It's also expansion, which is huge. In the coming weeks, we'll open the lines for all of y'all's call, inviting you to hop in anytime, anywhere, and share your own stories. Join us as fellow travelers on this limitless quest, because the journey of the soul is never beginning and never ending. So together, guys, guided by light beings and fueled by love, joy, and curiosity, we'll embark on an infinite quest for divine truth, harmony, love, and the ever-expansive force of life itself. So I looked up sojourn, in Webster's dictionary, which defines it as a temporary stay. And I asked myself, who the heck or what the heck is Merriam-Webster? But that's for another time space discussion. So my personal interpretation is, yes, it's a temporary stay, which suggests constant change and infinite expansion, but that's to me, to my point of view. But this signifies a voyage through various realms of being and concepts. By choosing this name, we, as soul sisters, the beautiful soul ladies and soul hosts that we all are, signifies and we aim to convey the show that isn't just about disseminating information, but about fostering an expansive experience. The name suggests that each episode is a step towards comprehending not just the world around us, but the world within us. That's really important, the world within us, encouraging listeners to grow, learn, and feel, and to connect to something as grand as ourselves. This aligns with the idea that life's about the journey, not the destination. So I felt into a connection to Star Trek, in which I referenced Spock's quote in an article called Captain's Log on For the People dot space. Please, all of us urge you guys, but in divine love and in truth, and we urge you, but that's your choice to read For the People dot space. That's FOR, the People dot space. It's incredible and written by incredible beings. Q's team, the Q team, and Asha, which is, of course, a very integral part of the Q team. So Spock references in an article called Captain's Log, quote, "Change is the essential process of existence, yet this planet evades this very principle," as he speaks, end quote, to Captain Kirk. This reinforces our view of life as a dynamic, ever-changing journey that stagnation is the oddity, not the motion. This is also emphasized in For the People dot space article, quote, "Alien interview," end quote, and in Homestead on BBS Radio, where Q was inspired to speak of the alien interview. And in one segment, Q states, semi-quote, "I'm from another dimension. I'm a time traveler. I come and I go and come and go and come and go and do my best to assist. Thank you, Q. I consider you all more powerful because you are more dedicated to developing a universe. You keep on developing and growing and advancing." I'll read that one more time. You, the proverbial, all of us, light of the light beings, keep on developing and growing and advancing. Wow, it's pretty powerful, right? This to me is expansive. It's expansion infinite. My philosophical reflection of the world's sojourn journeys is viewed as limitless, boundless, and unfinite. You can look at it as unfinite, not confined to finite limits. But when you go within, it's infinite, yes, because it's expansive as well. The ancients reference the number zero as the God force energy, in which they describe zero as its quote, "center is everywhere and its circumference is nowhere," end quote, because this ties into the soul's journey and the true nature of experience. The concept of sojourn encapsulates our belief in the soul's limitless essence. This reflects source or true nature of being as expansive and ever presence. How do y'all feel? Beautiful soul sisters, souls.
This is beautiful. It's very, very powerful. And the way this is expressed, it's a beautiful take on who we are. It gets me to being a bit more expansive and how I am. Experiencing being a creator and really remembering that I am the creator. That's a big part too. But I want to reflect back to the part where Dr. Spock, I feel that that is so interesting as far as motion and the consistent creative beings that we are. And when we're not creating, meaning we're a mind energy, we become stagnant. So looking at Also, the 0 point being a 0 point reference, I'm looking at choice points. And could it be that our creation or our creativity isn't necessarily knitting that scarf or building that car or, building that building? What if creation is just making a heart-centered choice? And in each moment, we're creating and creating and creating each time we choose from the heart. What if that is creation? Just a heart-centered choice.
So beautiful. It's, oh my gosh.
So that brings to my heart, Zaya, the article that I believe Asha put up in For the People last week. I believe it was posted on the 21st. Everything has always existed, everything. And in it, she talks about we create our universe every second. There's nothing outside of us. It's all within us. So everything that we see, we've created. I can remember when Q first was introduced to LWS, and he kept talking about there's nothing behind you until you turn around, because in that instant you're creating it. So yes, it's heart-centered. And if you're not in your heart center, does that, and you're stagnant, does that mean it's the same old, same old? And I really feel like that's it. We have the choice if we're going to create something new, something that excites us every single second. So I totally agree with you.
Beautiful.
In an interview with an alien with Errol, Errol stated that, there is no time, as we have come to remember, but said we are the space, if I recall correctly, and there is no time, and we're the space. So it takes me to back to the choice points that if we're creating from the heart, and if what time could be is a unification of a choice, would choice be the only matter that exists?
That's
Wow.
beautiful.
Wow.
That's a good point.
That is beautiful. And okay, last I'll just throw out to y'all. How do you feel? Remember the famous Jen Psaki who said, "We'll circle back," right? So,
I'd say infamous, but
yes, infamous. I love it, Bo. It's so fun. But it's fun to explore the depths of our expansiveness or soul journey. How do you feel about this? So, is it circle back in that hamster wheel? Is it where am I at in my, for lack of a better expression, frequency? Am I just going in Groundhog Day mode and circling back to nothingness, right? That reincarnation soul trap, I call it soul trap world. But the reincarnation of stagnation, or is it circling back to expansiveness, where it's that almost Fibonacci aspect to us, where it's always expansive and it contains that pulse of life, force, energy, or that pulse of expansiveness, as Q expressed regarding us creating and creating. We're basically developing other universes. But if as development to me is synonymous to creation, so how do y'all feel? Because it's in essence what you, Zaya, Omi, and both expressed. as well. That circling, but are we circling back to what? Back to our expansiveness or the hamster wheel. Therein only lies our choice. Therein, Zaya and Bo. There's our choice. Go, girl. You go, Bo.
Well, to me, that is what Q calls the ascension cycle. Is are we going to go back into the reincarnation of our epigenetics, or are we breaking free? And
And
that
also,
breaking free is ascension. I'm sorry, go ahead.
no, that's okay, folks. I jumped in. Just to your point, I remember Q saying we haven't been told the truth about what reincarnation actually is. So we're thinking it's a transition of a body out of the spirit and reincarnating back into another body. But what if it's more than that? What if it's being reincarnating? We're choosing a timeline over and over and over again. And what if in these different timelines where we're in, we're not making heart-centered choices, we're making influenced choices. That's another topic we could get on as well, that we are actually reincarnating in other, and this is going back to Amatron as well, really, because we're being copy and pasted on different timelines as we're getting abducted and caught up in the loop in the cycle of mind energy. So perhaps that is what, to your point, Paul, that is what reincarnation actually is.
Right. And is it a choice that we reincarnate, or has, as Q calls it, this version of human been so manipulated that we're actually programmed, and the woo-woo club has manipulated reincarnation to be, oh, you're just every time you reincarnate, you have the opportunity to grow even, grow your spirit bigger and bigger. Well, it's new age. It should have a different name, in my opinion. It's just a convoluted lie. It's just part of the controllers, the aliens, the custodians, whatever you want to call them. It's just part of their plot to keep us in this circle, as you were talking about, Hummy, in the beginning of this, so they can siphon off our loosh. That's what feeds them, is our energy and our playing into the reincarnation wheel. That's what keeps them alive. So the more of us that break free and get more of their light into them, the less powerful they are. And Q did mention they're losing a lot of power. That's why he hasn't been killed lately.
I'm feeling as though I'm beginning to look at things as all possibilities. So I questioned, even from the Everything article, I questioned, let's see. It says where we had a choice, where we chose the experiences. Where we chose the experiences. I have a feeling, I'm sorry, I make notes in here. We chose the experiences, but did we really choose? Were they conscious choices? Because why would we choose these things? But the further in the article, it takes you to where your true authentic self always exists. So we are choosing, but it's not conscious choice from truth. So it's sort of both at the same time running. And it's kind of like everything does run at the same time, all the time. Everything is everything. So there is, which goes to the duality, because there is the truth that never changes. It's one straight line frequency. And then we have the disruptions or the infiltrations that come into play, where most of the time if we were to look at our lives, we do know a truth, something maybe when we were in mind energy doesn't allow us to make those choices. But most of the time, deep in our heart, we do know. We make choices that are according to our limitations, would you say? Meaning what we believe, but not what we know. And I'm losing myself. I do apologize. what we
Perfect.
believe. Oh, what we believe and what we know are two different things, but they all exist at the same time. Like I my what how looking at things now, I just never look at one fragmented piece anymore. I look at everything now and accept everything as a possibility because how can we ask a question and it not exist? How can we come up with anything and it doesn't exist? Everything exists because there's no such thing as nothing. Nothing does not exist. Everything does. So that's all.
That brings me to the part where Q read in the alien interview when the interrogator kept asking him, how could you create something from nothing? Well, you can't, because nothing is nothing. And that reminds me of the movie Everything, Everywhere, All at
All at
Once.
once, same time.
But he even said in the interview, nothing does not exist. And the guy is getting all in his feelings, from what it seems like. From what it seems like. And then I was cracking up for reading it because he's like, you do not have the capacity. And the guy is getting pissed off. So I'm animating it myself, right? So I'm animating the article. So I'm reading as the guy in his, in his way. Arr, if you say that one more time,
Give it more scope of meaning,
Exactly. Don't get me
But
started.
Amy, to your point though, going back to influence, as we have that true authentic self, which is what we truly want to be, how we want to experience, how we want to express, and then we have the influence, which I call dogma. I just see dogma and influence as being the same thing. It's interchangeable in its concept. But through that influence, we even broke down the word influence. And Amy, I think you shared that being influenced, and you broke that whole word down. But the funny part is the term influence is the entire word exists in influenza, which is a virus, which is the flu, which is inside the word influence. So when we are making
Absolutely.
choices, it really got me to really go within, and I actually added that to my command to, remove all influence, because really it can get really tricky when we're making decisions. Like, really, are these parts in the decisions? Is this me for real me? Or am I still being, guided and led by influences that I'm not even aware. I think I'm happy about this. And even if I'm happy about this, what is that happy? What is behind happy? What makes happy happy? You know what I'm saying? So what's the belief system that's charging this happiness? But isn't it happiness on the same scale, on the duality scale? So if I have happy, I have to have sad. So, when you really sit with this, I mean, as I bring it back to me, as I really sit with this and I peel back the layers of what is actually going on, I started to see how much influence my decisions were. They were influenced decisions. And they weren't really heart-centered decisions coming from what I want to do, who I want to be in this now moment, in this pure place of authenticity. I had, y'all, I said with that one, I had to really look at myself. Yeah, so.
We're gonna move forward here. So, Zaya, you brought up such a perfect and Omi and Bo, y'all, it's just perfect. So, Zaya, can you reflect out loud if you don't mind? Because I was asked about the concept of an influencer, and I opted to define it, but even in my own writings, my own blogging, my own heartfelt, I really maneuvered the words around, guys, because it just the whole, again, who the heck is Merriam-Webster? Who, let's, what is Merriam-Webster? I mean, we're looking at volume of light, as Q would say. So, sis, Zaya, when you shared this, which I felt was beautiful, N equals internal. Flu equals in.
No, I that wasn't my share. That was only share.
Oh, me. Oh, my God. Y'all are beautiful. So I can't distinguish one light beam from the other because y'all are light beams.
Well, that's a
So,
good thing.
but I love this. I know, right, though? I mean, but in internal flu, in flu, so you're internally in an infection, right? And then ENCE, influence, ENCE, action or process, quality of state, condition. So the condition of an internal infection. Interesting, guys. And here I've sit here blogging away about my concept where Omi just breaks it all up in one fell swoop. So in your light beingness of the light, it is so beautiful. So it's condition of eternally infection, infecting either yourself first, not you, the proverbial, and then the individuals that you continue on with. So when Q speaks, he'll mostly or always say with great care. So it's the slow down and what it circles over in that Fibonacci, beautiful pulse of our light of the light, desire. Just what you said from the heart. It's our slow down. Oh, okay. You go, girl. Go, Bo.
So, speaking of influenza, which is a virus, which is what they infect our computers with, there more than one virologist has stated they have never, ever isolated a virus ever. Anyway, that's an aside from what I wanted to say is, Zaya, when you were talking about,
That's beautiful, Bo.
yeah, there's there, they've never ever, like the whole CV, what was it, 19? I almost said 17. They've never ever isolated one. It's just all made up. It's another fear tactic. But what I wanted to say was, like, the influence is when you're in that influence of somebody else to make your decisions, you're not making your own heart-based decisions. That goes back to the stagnation that you were talking about earlier too. Is if you're not coming from your own heart and what you feel and what frequency you're on, and you let an outside influence come in, you're not making your own heartfelt. So you're back in that whole, in an essence, you're in a recur nation wheel
Yes.
within this lifetime, and you're just, and that you keep on the, I call it a hamster wheel.
Yeah, and Bo, that was what I was pointing at regarding reincarnation being on timelines and being cut and paste it. You know, it's like it's a cycle of and you could get stuck on that cycle. And it looks in a lot of different ways. So, for example, it could look like obligation to my kids, or obligation I gotta, call my 100-year-old aunt, and I don't even like her. And you know what I'm saying? But she's 100. Actually, she's 100.2. And I gotta call her because my family says I should do, and it's the right thing, and blah blah blah. But you don't even want to call her. So it's those things that, that info. Where is that coming from? What's behind this idea that I feel like I have to call her? I don't even like her. She kicked my dog. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, where does this come from? You know? So and then to your point about the computers, if our body, as I have heard Q suggest before, that our bodies are computers. So if that is true, making a similarity, if our brain is the hard drive, our DNA is the memory, then the virus, the influenza, just like a regular computer, we can get infected with a virus. It's, it's the same thing going on. Okay, go
So
ahead.
would the viruses be considered information incoming?
I would say so.
External information coming in versus us using our internal faculties, internal properties to create from inside out. And with reincarnation and creating and being influenced in our decisions, would those be the temporary, like we're always creating, but are those the things that only last a while? So let's say, for instance, I need to do something to survive now. I have to do this external influence going on. I need to do this. And it settles you for that moment, but that you're not satisfied or inspired for very long. Would you say that those external influences are the things that are temporary, which will cause reincarnation of the same thing over again until we jump off that wheel and
That's a good
create?
point.
And
So you're so it's
I
like it's
hope that
something that we
made
have to,
sense.
so is it like something that we have to keep chasing?
Like it's something. So let's say anything that we create that we feel, like you said, out of obligation or maybe from someone else's influence. That seems to me, just from my purview, that those are things that are always temporary. They're never long lasting and fulfilling. They're temporary. So then we have to go start again and recreate something else. But if we're doing something from inside, from our internal guidance, those are typically the long lasting things, the things that are long-standing, and they, so
So it's like it's not sustainable.
not
Anything
sustainable.
external is not sustainable, but everything that's coming from the heart already is. You don't we don't have to gain peace. We don't have to chase it. We don't have to, when I came,
Beautiful.
okay, so I came out of religiosity into spirituality. I just tell the story that all I did was walk across the street. I was doing the same thing in spirituality that I was doing in religion. It just looked different, sort of, until you actually see that it's the same thing, right? So in that, there was always something else to do. It was always, so what I mean, it was something else to learn. It was a new healing tactic. It was a It was always another modality. There was always this and there was always that. And I had talked to someone yesterday that I haven't talked to in a very long time. She's an energy healer. And I actually knew this person and I didn't realize I knew her as I was speaking to her on the phone because someone else had put her on the phone to speak to me. And as she's talking, she's an energy healer and she's saying all of these things. And I was just remembering being in that space and how it's so convoluted. Not to say it doesn't have any of its place or purpose for those who feel that it works for them, but it's a lot. And it's a lot to learn and it's a lot to know. But going within is just so simple. It's simple. And it's a choice. Beautiful.
I too came from religiosity into spirituality, and for years I just went down this path and I followed that guru and I did this, and I just started realizing, damn, some of these people are making a lot of money on the latest new modality or whatever. And I just kept looking back and go, I don't need no stinking guru. I've got it all within me. And that was, as Hummy likes to say, BQ before Q. So I realized, myself that I had it all within me. I'm so glad I found Q though, because it just really brought a lot to light. That's a pun.
Bo, thank you. And oh my God, you all are so incredible because you're lighting me up. I feel like fireworks, Independence Day, no pun intended, but pun intended, if you will, or metaphoric, whatever we want to call this. So the interesting aspect is Omi brought up about initially influencer, right? Or in influence, right? So when I felt, okay, I'm going to pull this off. So it's a storyteller, a lover, a teller, a motivator, a connector of the digital age. Wait, what? Why the digital age, number one, right, y'all? Like, what? And then we have a unique ability. We, the influencer, if we felt into it, to resonate with their audience by sharing their personal journey, insight, and experiences in an authentic manner. So therein lies the divine aspect of the light of the light, the authentic manner, the authentic manner. Right? So the light of the light, the light of the dark, where are we coming from, mind or heart, in terms of leading oneself, our authentic self? So y'all know this. Like, I'm not preaching to the choir because y'all are the choir. You guys sing incredibly gorgeous energy and light and vibrato. But whether it's through fashion or travel or beauty or fitness. So I'll stop here because what comes through to me is the dark. This ain't their first rodeo, y'all. Right? So.
The priests of old, they were the influencers, or the
Thank you, Bo.
politicians are the influencers
Influences,
way before the digital age, for millennia. For
Right.
millennia. This ain't their first rodeo, like you said.
Yes, ma'am. I
It's a
mean,
well-oiled machine.
thank you. Y'all are so beautiful because we're recognizing it. And Q said, if you've been with me for a while, however, I'm not quoting, just however beautiful Q says, beautiful Q-ness. Then y'all recognize how the dark operates. And now, prior to cue on a vibrato or verbatim or a bose or his frequency. Prior to that, it was the keyboard for me, I can only say. So my journey is where interdimensional beings is stimulated my interdimensional aspect of me. Yes, I play chess. Am I good at it? Depending on who I'm playing, right? Sometimes I beat the divine merman, and sometimes I do not, right? I'm just sharing with y'all. It just is fun feeling into the interdimensionality. As Q once said, I don't play chess, or something like, I'm not quoting, I don't like to play chess because I don't want to lose. Excuse me, Q, you never lose. Okay. So what I love in that aspect is he ain't losing, like Q Trump, Q, all of them, Elon Musk, all of the Q team. They don't lose. We all are light beings. Q lit us up. The coming full circle, but not in a hamster wheel, but expansion in that influence or internal infection and an action or process, a quality of state of being, a condition, right? Of where are we coming from as choosing to be influences, like you said, Zaya, from our heart or from our mind, energy, and what Q says in relation to exactly what you said. It's beautiful with great care, and love. And only Q has to drop his voice. And where he doesn't drop it, but there's a difference to know. Okay, the bottom line is we're all connected. So, okay. Okay, so guys, we'll wrap this up. So, in departure, we would encourage all to live by the compass within you and not by the steering of those around you, meaning influencers, influencers. Beautiful ending, Omi. And Bo and Zaya. Yeah, oh my God. I love you guys. For this is the divine truth. The authentic you, meaning the proverbial us, the light of the light, harmony and peace, true divine empowerment and expansion along our sojourns. And okay, so a note goes out, a huge note of divine eternal love, gratitude, respect, and honor goes out to source. Prime Creator, Q, Mermaid, also known as Ra, Lady Di, the creator of our universe, the entire Q team, Asha, the Commander-in-Chief, Q Trump, Elon Musk, Commander-in-Chief of Space Force, our incredible divine warriors in the military, and Space Force who are working for the highest, greatest good of all beings. And BBS Radio, we love you. Woo! We love you, Doug. We love you, Doug and Thomas and the whole crew. Merman, our merman, a divine warrior of male energy and my solstice stars. I love you all.
Love
Omi.
you too, sis.
Zaya.
We
Oh,
love
and Bo. We love
you.
you.
Love y'all.
Oh, we love you. And all other light of the light beings, assisting all beings to raise and expand all beings on this realm, individually and collectively, as create as we create our heaven on earth. One last thing, which is imperative. We give love and gratitude to our soul sisters, BBS Radio, Unstoppable Love. That airs 1 hour before Homestead with Q. It's bi-weekly, guys, and another show after Timelines with Q. Okay, with the incredible hosts, Lauren and Sosha, our soul sisters, who we're going to have on soon. And together,
Woohoo!
right, paves the way and flowers from a bud to a bloom like a gorgeous rose, a journey of divine, never-ending love. What a foundation and path you twine with all who are so blessed to join in and listen. We love you, Lightings. Grand day to you all. How you all feel?
I feel.
Amazing. Yes.
Woo-hoo.
I kind of feel like a Pointer Sister song coming on, like We Are Family or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
Should I sing
love
or
you
someone's
guys.
gonna shoot? We are
Oh,
family.
that would be a good
I
outro.
got all my sisters and me.
Y'all.
Love you guys so much.
Love you.
Love you.